We will be singing number 355, Trusting Jesus.
Old Testament reading comes to us from Psalm. Ponder anew the mystery and wonder of our Shepherd Lord and his presence in your life as you hear these familiar words. From Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside quiet waters, he restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our New Testament reading is in the Gospel of Matthew and tells us about Jesus' teaching ministry and his charge to his disciples. Hear these words for us. Matthew chapter 9. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. Blessed be these holy words and call to each of us today and during this holy week of contemplation. May it be as it has been written. Amen.
To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory. Let us rise again as we're able and sing together number 72 in the hymnal, We Will Glorify.
To do something I'm never supposed to do, use a piece of equipment without testing it first. But it looks like it's working. I cannot believe my trusty microphone earpiece has now finally died. I have a Band-Aid on it to cover up the wire. I have stripped off some of the because I do not like this newfangled earpiece. I much prefer this. But I had to get ready because all new microphones are supposedly coming by the end of July, so this will be a nice test. Before we get started, I encourage you to have a Bible ready. Turn to John 10, so you can use the Pew Bible or your own. In the Pew Bible, it's page 1062, John chapter 10. Kind of changed what I was going to do yesterday morning and didn't have time to get Jocelyn to load it on there and didn't want to bother or anybody else. And so we'll just do it the old-fashioned way and we can look at the scripture. So with that said, let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord God, for the imagery already seen and witnessed and expressed in this service, for the drama and the aspect of the words that were sung, and the reality of the sins that Jesus took upon himself as he went to the cross. And as he took on those sins, Lord, may we always remember the promise and the truth and the saving nature of being forgiven. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, who is the shepherd of our life. Lord, in this time, have your Spirit open up our hearts and our minds to this time of meditation. In Christ we pray, amen. Came across a story of a father who shared the following experience. Evidently, years ago, when his daughters were very young, he dropped them off at the church's children's church chapel on Sundays before the 11 o'clock service. And on one particular Sunday, just as the father was about to open the door to the chapel and let his children go in, the minister came running out. And he said, I have an emergency I got to go take care of. Can you do the story time? It's on Psalm 23. Well, the minister left and gave me no choice. So I had to go in and I sat in the back row until it was my time to get up and share. First, there was some singing and there was some praying. And when that was done, I stood up to go up to the front and begin the story time when the minister suddenly came back through the doors and signaled that he was back in time to take over the story. So the father sat back down and listened. The minister told the children about sheep, that sheep weren't very smart and they needed lots of guidance. And that a shepherd's job was to stay close to the sheep, protect them from wild animals, keep them from wandering off and doing dumb things that would get them hurt or even killed. He promised the little children in the room, or he pointed to the little children in the room and said that they were the sheep in this story. And then the minister put his hands out to his side, put his arms up in the dramatic gesture, and looked at the children and said, and who is the shepherd? And there was silence. The minister was obviously indicating that he was the shepherd, but there was silence from the children. And then a little boy said, Jesus. Jesus is the shepherd. And the young minister, obviously caught by surprise, said to the boy, well, then who am I? And he thought for a few more seconds, and the boy frowned and with a shrug, I guess that makes you the sheep dog. There is only one shepherd of the great flock, Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the only good shepherd. It is the Lord who speaks. It is the Lord who guides. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who saves. So from the humorous to hopefully the more meaningful, here's an illustration shared by Pastor Philip Harrelson. Listen to the account called The Voice of the Shepherd. There once was a shepherd that lived in the Scottish Highlands. This shepherd had a daughter, and he would take her with him when he went out to the moors to take care of the sheep. And the thing that the little girl liked best was to hear the call of the shepherd. His voice sounded so free and beautiful as it carried across the valleys of the moors. And as the years passed, the little girl became a young woman, and eventually she went off to one of Scotland's great cities, Glasgow. It was there that she was determined to build her own life. Upon her arrival, she would write back home to her parents every week. But as life began to take her by the hand, her letters soon dropped off in their frequency, and soon there were no more letters at all. And then rumors began to filter back home to the shepherd and to his wife that their daughter had started hanging out with some unsavory characters, and they were having a very negative influence on her life. One day, one of the boys from back home ran into the young woman in the city streets, and she acted as if she had never known him before. When the old shepherd heard this, he gathered a few things together and dressed in his rough shepherd's clothes. He went to the city to find his daughter. For days on end, he looked for her. He looked everywhere he could think. He looked in the slums. He looked in the rows of houses. He looked in the markets and in the taverns and everywhere to no avail. After all of his searching, the shepherd became very discouraged with the thought that he had lost his daughter to the evil city. And so as he started the long trek back home, just as he was on the outskirts of the city, he remembered that his daughter loved to hear the voice of the shepherd calling out to the sheep. And so the shepherd turned around, and on this quiet quest motivated by his sorrow and by his love for his daughter, he began to stalk those streets once again, and his voice rang out with the shepherd's call. The citizens of the city looked at him as if he had lost his wits. But it wasn't too long, as he walked the streets of one of the degraded neighborhoods, that inside one of those houses sat his daughter, sitting amongst the vermin who had led her astray, and she heard the shepherd's voice. With great astonishment splashing across her face, she heard the call of the voice of the shepherd. the voice of her father calling out to her. And she leaped up and she rushed out onto the street and ran into the arms of the old shepherd, her father. It was then that he took her back home to the highlands of Scotland and brought her back to God, to decency and modesty and a life of faith as she heeded the voice of the good shepherd in her life. The voice of the good shepherd speaks of the imagery expressed so well in the 23rd Psalm, of the provision, of the guidance, of the blessing the psalmist so eloquently speaks of and describes, offering the eternal promise to the faithful followers of the Lord. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23 describes how the shepherd's care runs over for God's people of faith. I want you to hold that thought in your mind as we explore the truth of the gospel, that Jesus is the good shepherd. So as we look at John chapter 10, hear these words. I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. They know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and he will go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. And Jesus said again, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Lloyd Ogilvy is a former pastor, a chaplain of the Senate, and pastor. Let the hosannas ring. He saves, forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ your Lord. May you go step forward and hear his voice. Amen.